StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You are tuned into the best show in the world, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. And we put all of these together. And on top of all that, yes, there is a bonus. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together. You have the mindset in the podcast we all know and love as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on an excellent decision to be here on today's episode. And today's topic is that you cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. Paying attention is valuable. I talk about the five forms of investment. If you didn't hear the five forms of investment episode, then you need to go to DreAllDay.com/podcast. Episode number 609. You can go to DreAllDay/609 and see it there also. The five forms of investment. In order for you to get better, you must invest in yourself. And investing in yourself is not just about money. People think when they hear investing in yourself, they think I'm talking about money. I am. That's one form of investment. But there are four others. One known as time, the other energy, the other focus, the other attention. In order for you to get to where you got to go, you can't just spend money, money, money to get to where you want to go. I mean, if you want to be in great shape, you can't just pay money for the gym membership. You got to bring the energy of showing up to the gym and doing the work and the time that you got to invest in doing the workouts. Is this true or is this not? Okay, so you can't just spend money and be in great shape. You got to actually do something. It costs you other forms of investment. So understand that investment goes deeper than just spending money. For those of you who want to use money as an excuse, people say, well, I want to blank, fill in the blank, but I don't have money. My family doesn't have this, my mom this, my job that. Listen, there's four other ways you can invest in yourself. And today we're talking about one of those, which is attention. And I want to make sure I'm distinguishing the difference between attention and focus. Attention is where are you looking? Where are you looking to get whatever you're trying to get? Focus is when you're looking in that direction, what are you actually paying attention to? What are you going to take away from what you saw? For example, if you go to the movies, you're probably paying attention to the movie screen. But when you leave the movie, someone asks you, tell me your favorite lines from the movie. You probably can't remember the entire dialogue. You're going to remember certain things. So it's the difference between your attention, which is the wide view, and your focus, which is what you actually remember, retain, and apply moving forward. Everybody on the same page with me. If you're not, hit the rewind button and listen to that again. You cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. I remember I was playing on a basketball team. I was maybe 15 or 16 years old. This guy named Bob was the coach. And he had us all standing along the baseline. He's giving us some instruction. He's talking about this. He's giving us just a little bit of a talking to on what we need to do. There was this one player on the team. I can't remember this guy's name. We'll just call him Rich. So this guy, Rich, is on the sideline. And Rich was kind of like a goofball. He was, guy who didn't always pay attention, always liked to play around, not really serious, at least when it came to basketball, he wasn't. And Bob is talking, and we're all listening to Bob, everybody's standing there, but Rich was kind of, it seemed like not paying attention, obviously, because of what Bob did next. I knew Rich wasn't paying attention, because Bob, in the middle of his talk, he just stopped talking, he said, "Rich, tell me what I just said." And Rich was like stone silent, because first of all, he was shocked that he got called out like that, and second of all, he didn't know what Bob just said because he hadn't been paying attention to what the coach had been saying, even though we were supposed to be listening to the coach. And Bob, after it was clear that Rich had no answers because he hadn't been paying attention, Bob said, "Rich, get all your stuff," which is all our clothes and stuff we have worn into the gym, our street clothes. He said, "Rich, get all your stuff and go home." And he kicked Rich out of the gym right there on the spot. And this is the first point of today's episode. Kicked him out of the gym right there on the spot. Understand that in business, one moment of inattention could be the difference between a customer and not getting a customer. In basketball, one slip on defense could equal an open three-point shot for the opponent that ends up beating you in the game. In boxing, one moment of inattention could be the punch that knocks you out cold and loses your championship belt. Today's topic, again, is you cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. One moment of inattention can cost you big time in the game of life, in the game of sports, in the game of relationships, in the game of anything. If any of you saw the Ocean's 11 movie, the modern version of Ocean's 11, when Danny Ocean and Linus, which was George Clooney and Matt Damon, were going to blow up the door inside the vault in the movie. If you didn't see the movie, it's okay. They had this little handheld device. It's kind of like a remote control. You push this button and it explodes the door. They open the door to the vault and they get all the money. So they get down there and they're about to open the door and they're going to put it, and Danny starts pushing the button. George Clooney's pushing the button to explode the door so they can go get the money, and the thing didn't work. And he pressed the button a couple times, it didn't work, and Matt Damon, who was his understudy in the movie, looking at George and he's saying, "Well, hey, did you check the batteries?" And then Danny reaches in his pocket, checks the batteries, changes the battery, and he presses the button and boom, the door explodes. One moment of inattention, Matt Damon kind of said to him mockingly, because George had said this to him early in the movie, "If you get caught not paying attention, somebody gets hurt," and then it happened to the master. The mentor was being taught by the mentee, or at least being mocked by the mentee for making the exact same mistake that he had admonished his mentee for earlier in the movie. The point of this is, one moment of inattention can cost you. You get caught not paying attention by the coach, and the coach asks you a question that you can't answer, you might not be on the team anymore. You get caught not paying attention in business, that million-dollar customer who would really help make your year ends up going to your competitor and you lose the business. In a sport like boxing, you get caught not paying attention, man, you could lose your teeth. You could lose eyesight. You could lose your championship belt. You could lose a whole lot of opportunity not paying attention just for one moment. I had a kid email me once and he said, "Hey, Dre, do you have any information on how to get an agent for playing ball overseas?" Well, here's the thing. If you listen to this podcast every day, you hear that advertisement I give you to get my free giveaways at the top of every single episode and the bottom of every episode, where I say the second giveaway is if you want to be a professional basketball player, here's a video where I tell you, this is an exclusive video where I tell you inside tips to get an agent to play ball overseas. And he was emailing me. He was replying to an email that I sent, an email that only goes out to people who have signed up for this video, how to get an agent for playing overseas, which means the only way he could have been writing from that was to have gotten that email already and gotten the video already. But he was asking me, "Hey, what do you need to do to play overseas?" Which just tells me one thing. Number one, he's not serious. Actually, two things. Number one, he's not serious. Number two, actually, that could be number two. He's not serious. Number one, this guy's not paying attention to what he claims he wants to do. And this, the reason why I bring up the examples of people wanting to play pro ball so often is because, number one, I played pro ball and I get a lot of questions about it. It actually leads to a lot of the topics that I talk about here on this episode that I translate for everyone to understand, even if you're not an athlete. And because of how hard it is to actually get in that game and how lackadaisical people are when they claim they're going after it. They're not really going after it. They say they're going after it when they're talking. Listen, everybody sounds good when they're talking about doing something. Can we agree? But then you look at their actions and you're like, "Oh, this person's a clown. This person's not going anywhere." You can't get caught not paying attention because, again, one moment of inattention. Any of you ever seen someone get in an accident or heard of someone getting in an accident in their car because they were texting and driving or Snapchatting and driving or Instagramming and driving or even on a phone call and driving? I seen someone in a car recently. I'm not going to say who. They know who they are when they hear this. They were driving in their car and they were looking at directions on their phone. but they didn't have a holster or anything for the phone, or if they had one, they weren't using the holster, so they had the phone in their lap. Now, any of you who's driven a car or been the passenger seat of someone in a car and they're driving and the phone is in their lap and they're using that for directions, okay? Now, you've been in a car before, right? So think about that. You're in a moving vehicle and you have to look down into your lap in order to get the directions of what to do next. The moment that it takes you to look down and then look back up, some things could happen. Can we agree? And we don't even need to go into graphic detail into what could happen. That one moment of not paying attention to what you need to be paying attention to can cost you. I heard someone talking about this because I remember when the whole talking and driving thing was a big deal. People were saying, hey, don't text and drive, don't talk and drive. And there was an, I forget what the person was. They were an expert in like motor vehicle safety. And the thing that he said was, it's not the fact that people have one hand on the steering wheel that causes accidents. Because if you have one hand on the steering wheel and you're paying attention to the road, you're still alert and you can see what's happening. You can avoid an accident. It's when people are not paying attention. It's the attention that causes accidents. It's not two hands on a wheel. I rarely drive with two hands on the steering wheel. Most of the time I have one hand on the steering wheel, but I'm looking at the road. I'm paying attention. Sometimes I'll be live streaming while I'm driving or even doing a YouTube video while I'm driving. And some people will come in a live stream and say, hey, Dre, be careful. You're live streaming and driving. And I'm like, look, I'm live streaming, but I'm not even looking at the camera. I'm looking at the road. I'm just talking. Okay, so live streaming and driving is no different than talking to a passenger who's sitting in the passenger seat and driving. As long as the attention is on the road, I'm in good shape. It's when you stop paying attention that you put yourself in danger in anything in life. Point number two in today's topic is you cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. What you do not know or what you do not notice is the exact thing that you need to be knowing and you need to be noticing. What you don't know and what you don't notice. I mean, often when people come to you for help or come to me for help, usually is because what? They don't know something or they haven't noticed something, something that you noticed. Because as soon as they start talking, you already know what their problem is, what they haven't quite noticed yet. And hopefully, and if you haven't been doing this up to this point, do it now. Use the Socratic method. If you don't know what the Socratic method is, it comes from this Greek philosopher Socrates. When anyone would come to him with a problem, Socrates would not solve their problem for them and just give them the information. Socrates would just start asking them questions. He would ask them question after question after question until that person basically solved their own problem and answered their own inquiry. And then the person would go away like, oh, wait, I figured it out. And the purpose of Socrates doing that was to help empower people to help themselves instead of having to come to him every single time they had a problem. And that's the way that I deal with people when they come to me with problems. They come to me with, hey, I have this issue. I had this challenge. I just start asking them questions and just see what kind of answers they give. And usually it doesn't take more than one question to realize that this person is not serious. And that's unfortunate, but it happens. And that's the advantage that you have, you who's listening to this, is that all these people not being serious, even though they're talking about doing something, if you get serious, that alone will put you ahead in 95% of the competition. I know that for a fact. I mean, it's not actually a fact, but I know it for a truth. You understand what I'm saying? All right. What you need to know and notice is the thing you need to be paying attention to. The details are what make all the difference. The details make the difference when everybody is good. At the professional level of anything, all the professionals who are listening to this, you can attest to this. And if you're not a professional listening to this, ask someone you know who is a professional. If you're not a professional, ask your mother, your father, one of your teachers, one of your coaches, your mentors, anyone you can find, ask them at the professional level of what you do. Is it true that everyone is pretty good, pretty skilled, has access to the same information? They're going to say yes. Then you ask them, well, what makes a difference between one person and the next? And they're going to tell you, paying attention, noticing things, the mental game. Where is that person's head? It's not where their skills, it's not where their experience is, it's not how much information or knowledge they have, because everybody has the same amount, roughly. It's how they approach things mentally. And paying attention is a part of your mental game approach. We can agree to that, right? Because you can have all the skill in the world. If you're not paying attention, you'll never get a chance to use the skill, at least not where it would be most effective, because you're not paying attention. You don't even notice the opportunity. The details make the difference, people, when everybody is good. Wherever you're performing right now, if you plan on moving up to the next level, understand that the fact, whatever it is causing you to think you can go to the next level is probably because you have a high level of skill. So when you get to that next level, everybody's going to have that high level of skill. What's going to make you different from everybody else at that point? You think it's going to be your skill? It probably won't. I'm telling you right now, it probably won't be your skill that separates you from the pack when you move up to the next level. Maybe what's working for you now, it may not be what's working for you at the next level. It might not even be working for you now. So what you need to do is keep working on your game, keep developing skill, keep demonstrating that you have skill, because just having it and nobody knowing about it is useless. But you also got to step your attention game up. What are you paying attention to? What are you focusing on? What are you noticing? What are you doing for yourself inside and outside of your work? Those little things that you feel like you don't need to pay attention to, or the things that you don't even know you need to be paying attention to, or you just don't know, period, are the exact things that are costing you the spot that you want right now. Point number three, today's topic is you cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. In the professional world, okay, this is, when I say professional here, I'm talking about people who are doing something as their main paid occupation. Usually in a professional world, this is very important, you are getting one chance before they toss you out and move on to the next person. Not two chances. Not, oh, I didn't know about it. Oh, I wasn't ready. Oh, wait, let me try that again next week. One chance. If you're listening to this and you are a professional, you know that I know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this and you are not a professional, go ask the next professional you come across. Say, listen, I'm listening to this podcast called Work On Your Game. This dude, Dre, all day. You should listen to it too, Mr. Professional, Mrs. Professional. And by the way, Dre said, in the professional world, you usually get one chance to do your thing before you get tossed to the side and the person, the customer, the boss, the owner, the industry moves on to the next person and gives them the opportunity. Is this true or is this not? Let them tell you. If you're listening to this with a parent or with a teacher or with a coach right now, look at that parent or teacher or coach, pause this and ask them, is this true? Do you usually get one chance before they toss you out and move on to the next person? They're going to tell you, yes, you get one chance. Now, you may find in your line of work, wherever line of work you're in or that you're headed towards, that there are a lot of people going for the same spot that you're going for or you want, and there are not enough spots to supply all the people going after it. You ever notice that? We call that competition, right? The bigger the job, the higher the level of competition, the more plentiful the competition. And you know what that means for you? It does mean on one side that there's a bigger reward, because the more people are going for something, there's probably the more gold at the end of that rainbow. But also, it means the less they need any one individual, because we got so many people going after it. See, if I'm hiring for a job and I got two people applying for the job, I'm like, all right, one of these people better be good because I need to hire somebody. But if I got 200 people hiring for the job and the first 10 people are all garbage and I can tell they didn't put any work into their application or their demonstration of skill, and I'm like, the hell with these people. I got 190 more to choose from. And because I had 200, I know if I put this advertisement out again, I'm going to get another 200. So I don't need to pay attention to any one because I could just throw all of them away. In a professional world, you get one shot to show that you're good. You get one shot to impress. You get one shot to get on people's good side. You get one shot for people to say, you know what? This is a person we should be paying attention to. And here's the thing, people. The smallest detail, the thing that you're paying no attention to, the thing that you don't think even matters, the thing that you think people shouldn't even pay attention to at all when it comes to you, could be the one thing that causes them to say, nope, toss that person out. Nope, we don't need that person. It could be the thing that you think is inconsequential and means nothing. And maybe it is inconsequential and means nothing, but that's just the one pretext that whoever that person is who's evaluating you needs to throw you out. Not because they're a hater or they're mean and they're trying to get rid of you or they're negative. It's because they got so many people to go through, they just need any pretext to get rid of one person. Like, they can afford to look for the people who are quote unquote perfect because they got so many people to choose from. That person ends up being wrong, they can always come back to you and pick something up off the scrap heap out of the trash pile later. I know that's a graphic example, but that's pretty much what it is. Listen, on this podcast, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you how you like it. I'm going to tell you what it is. When there's that many people going after one spot in anything you're doing in life, if you are ambitious, you're going after something there's a lot of people going after, listen, they only need one reason to get rid of you. They only need one reason to throw you out and not even consider you. They don't even remember your name. You might as well not even showed up in the first place. They only need one thing. Why? Because they got 1,000 more coming behind you. One of them's going to be good. What we need to look at you for. This is what it is, people, in the professional world. It ain't like this in the school world. It's not like this in the family world. It's not like this in the small little cocoon that you're in right now, or that team that you're on right now, or these people around you who are taking you under their wing and making sure everything's taken care of for you right now. You are eventually, if you have goals, if you have big goals and you're moving forward, you're eventually going to come to a space where it's just you, is nobody helping you out, and you're going to have to figure things out. And listen, they only need one reason to get rid of you. You're going to be right back on the curve. It's going to happen so fast, you're going to feel like you didn't even experience it. That's the way it goes. One chance before they toss you out. When there's a lot of people going after it, there's a high level of competition. the less they need any one person. They can afford to be as picky as possible. Now, when there are very few people going for something, it's probably not much of a reward. And then maybe you can get by with some mediocre work. But, I mean, is mediocre your goal? Let's recap today's topic. You cannot afford to get caught not paying attention. Number one, I was on a basketball team. Player got caught not paying attention in practice when the coach was talking. Player got kicked out of the gym. I never saw that guy again. In business, one moment, inattention can mean the difference between a customer or not. In basketball, one slip can mean an open three-point shot for your opponent, which ends up being the difference in a game. Three-point game, you lost because of the three-pointer you weren't paying attention to. And actually, last week in the NBA, Russell Westbrook got caught sleeping on defense. It was the last play of the game. The guy Russell was guarding, because Russell wasn't looking, wasn't paying attention to his guy moving around. This guy, Gary Harris, catches the ball, makes a three-pointer at the buzzer. Russell recovered and tried to get up and block the shot, but he was a split second late. And that split second of inattention was the difference between winning the game and losing the game. And that may be the difference between them making the playoffs and missing it, getting number four seed, number five seed, difference between home court and not home court. It could be the difference between where they go in the playoffs this year. This is a domino effect that can lead to a whole lot of things just because 2 seconds of not paying attention. It can happen to anyone. That's why this resource of attention is a super important investment. Point number two, what you don't know, what you don't notice is the exact thing you need to know and that you need to notice. So don't think just because you don't notice it or you don't see anybody else talking about it that it's unimportant. When you're a professional, everything's important. Point number three, in a professional world, usually you are getting one chance before you get tossed out and they move on to the next person. Why? Because there's a lot of competition, which means there are a lot of options, which means they need to pay no attention to you or anyone who is not 100% across the board ready to perform, which means one thing for you, you better work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.